Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters, Spiritual Talk, Healing Done Right, Spiritual Growth, 12
Steps, and much, much more, hosted by Duchess. How's everyone doing out there today? Wow. I don't feel too well today, but we know what the old saying is, the show must go on, so let's get this show on the road. I've been looking at my spring countdown. Everyone knows the winter solstice is tomorrow, but Duchess is doing the spring countdown because she's not that into winter, so that's what you're going to be hearing from me the next couple of months, seeing as how we have 90 days till spring. That's what I'm going to be doing. The days will begin to get brighter and lighter, and I'll be so happy and so into my element once that begins. But in the meantime, I want to wish everyone a happy holiday season. Pray everyone's Hanukkah was wonderful. When Merry Christmas is coming up, Happy Kwanzaa is on its way, season's greetings, there's a new year, 2016 about to happen, and so let's talk about these holidays, or are these holy days for you, or are you hollering through the days, wishing for these days to hurry up and go on by so that you can get back to some semblance of a life for you that feels a little bit normal. Now, we all know that we spoke about this a couple of weeks ago when we looked at Lena Stevens's, excuse me, I'm going to have to clear my throat a lot while we're doing the broadcast because I'm just, you know, not feeling my usual self. And I don't want to be rude, so I'm letting you know in advance that I will be clearing my throat. I will put the mic away from my mouth so I can go and do a little coughing and maybe get a little drink of water because that's what I'm going to need if I'm going to be doing the talking and no one's going to pop in and say they want to talk with me so that they can share some of the talking alongside of me. That would be really, really nice and beneficial. As I see the lights on the board pop up all over the place, I know you're listening, but sometimes it would be wonderful, wonderful if you would do some talking along with me. Hold on a second. Okay, let's hope that lasts for a minute or two or three or four. Well, let's see what Lena Stevens was saying at the beginning of December when we pulled her Power Path forecast for that for the month of December, and she talked about transitions. She said we were going through a period of transition this month in the month of December, and it wasn't going to be comfortable for a lot of us. Now we moved through the week of the 16th to the 22nd, moving on through to the 31st. Let's see what she's saying we are to expect if we are working through this process. She says that this period is perhaps the biggest time of a don't-know mind. This is the time frame that can bring the most confusion. You may feel ungrounded, spaced out, and inefficient at times. Honor that you are in the depths of transition and that nothing is certain or solid. Anything can change at any time. You know, this is uncomfortable for those with a security need, but can be exciting for those of us, and I say those of us, with a need for adventure, because that's my basic mindset. I like experiencing new things. I like a sense of adventure, and I enjoy just getting myself out of my shell because I can also be an introvert at times. It takes a lot sometimes to pull me out, but if it's going to be adventuresome, I'm going to try it. The main suggestion is to continue to focus on moving your life and everything in it to a higher ground and a new energetic platform. Now, you got to learn how to release the need to know what this may look like and resist the temptation to define it before it's time. Sometimes we want to look ahead of ourselves and say, uh-oh, I see something coming. Let me tell you how I'm going to feel about that. You don't know how you're going to feel about that until you put it in your mind that way. What we need to do is enjoy the breakthroughs when they happen and focus on the gifts of greater intuition, clearer visions, and more access to the astral plane. Now, that's going to be interesting for some people who don't know what that means. But this is a time to put your trust in spirit that all is as it should be and all will turn out just the way it's meant to end. So what are we supposed to do with this summer? This summer, I'm looking at summer already. What are you supposed to do about this winter solstice on Monday, December 21st? Okay? This is the darkest time, the still point that marks the transition from dark to light. See, the summer solstice, I think, is supposed to be the shortest day, the darkest time, literally, and it's about to move into getting a couple of seconds lighter every day. Forgiveness would be an excellent theme for this solstice. Forgiving yourself, others, and all our relations on the planet for all the karmic debt that we have individually and collectively carried throughout history and other lifetimes. There is enough energy in the new platform to accomplish this. It is important to do something around this solstice time frame. We can create a ritual or do a renewal process, some intention, setting, and lots and lots and lots of prayer. So before we, after we finish this, I'm going to give you some suggestions that Lena stated on her website for you to do as rituals for this time. You know, not everybody is into rituals and doing things. They don't know how. Sometimes someone can tell you to do a ritual, and you say, give me some kind of idea. Now, Christmas time and family decorating the tree, that's a ritual. And some people aren't doing the Christmas thing. But trimming that tree and how you do it is a ritual. Or you might want to gather the family around together and have a potluck. Just do a potluck thing. Or have a movie marathon. And I'm going to get into some movies that you can do, because a lot of people, they get kind of tired of these Christmassy movies during the holiday season or during this time of the year. Christmas, 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 Christmas Kiss, Christmas This, The Christmas Secret, The Christmas, Christmas. You know, and some people, they just get so overwhelmed. Maybe they don't have anybody to share their Christmas with to watch these types of movies and things. But I have some movies for you, some spiritual movies that make your mind go, aha, that you might be able to get. Some of them are old movies that you didn't even know were spiritual movies. But I got the list here, and I'm going to share that list with you. Okay? In the meantime, let's see what Lena is talking about for the end of the month, the last week of the month. This is taking you straight through the 25th on to the 31st, moving into the new year. She says that this could be a beautiful time of inspiration, clarity, and moving forward. We are supported to begin to give substance to creative ideas and intentions. Watch in patience, as we are still in transition and we're not there yet. You may have more clarity about what you no longer wish to experience rather than what the future actually looks like. Just be patient and continue to put one foot in front of the other. This is a quirky time of an exalted experience of chop wood, carry water. In other words, practice being truly inspired by the mundane, everyday tasks. It's not what you do, but Lena says it's how you do it. It's not what you say, but Lena says it's how you say it. It's not what you think, but how you think it. It's not what you do. It's not what you feel, but how you relate to that feeling. So we have to infuse everything with love, compassion, and light. Try to make everything into a positive spiritual experience that elevates it into a higher center. You could have a fabulous, fabulous, fabulous experience of transition. Remember that this inspiration dissolves fear and creativity. It dissolves inertia. Movement of any kind dissolves stagnation. So get up and move it, move it, move it. You know, you can't just lay there and wallow in sorrow or self-pity during this time of transition, because it's going to, like, wreak havoc on your nerves. Get up and do something for somebody else. Sit down and think of some people that you can do something for. Or what I used to do when I used to get all depressy type, I would get a stack of thank you cards, thank you note cards. And I would just write thank you cards to people that I have known through my life. Thank you for having been there for me back then in, like, maybe 1999. Remember that time when we used to hang out together and my children were little people and you used to babysit for me? Thank you so much. I'm remembering those days right now as I move into this transitional period. Tell people what you feel about them. Love them. Have that compassion. Now, on the 25th, that's full moon. Christmas is the full moon, okay? And in honor of the full moon, everyone should take this day, regardless of your holiday traditions, and be with the ones you wish to be with. Allow them to love you and nurture you. Take time and be full with the gifts of spirit. Be in gratitude for your life, your health, your talent, your personal medicine, your support, your creativity, and your community. Unburden yourself of unimportant responsibility on this one day and strive to be in a place of peace, full of energy and light and life. Try to do this for yourself. So because this is a full moon experience that falls on December 25th, there are a lot of things that you may be able to do to make yourself happy. Go and do something with someone else. If you don't have anybody around you, if you don't have anybody to celebrate the holidays with, there's a lot going on. Like I was saying to a friend, there are meetings all over the place. There are people having sober holidays for people, sober parties for people who don't drink and don't want to be around the drinking atmosphere and the bar atmosphere. Go to these parties that are being held all around town. You can find them if you really, really are looking for them. Hold on. I got to clear that throat. Okay, thank you. I am back. Now, some of the things that Lena said for us to do that we can do during the winter solstice this Monday coming, she says that there is enough energy in the new platform to accomplish some of these things. Forgiving yourself, forgiveness would be an excellent thing for this solstice. That's what she was saying. Forgiving yourself, others, and all our relations on the planet for all the karmic debt that we have individually and collectively carried throughout history and other lifetimes. I've been in this cleaning mode yesterday. I went wild in my apartment. I started cleaning up everything, and I'm going to tell you, my back didn't even hurt. I don't know. Maybe that's why. I don't know. We're not even going to get into why I'm not feeling well today or I wasn't feeling well throughout the night. what matters was I was feeling phenomenal yesterday, and I did a lot of stuff in my apartment. Just my bedroom looks really great. Moving on into the toy room for my grandchildren. Oh, that looks really nice and neat and wonderful for them to tear up when they come here on New Year's Eve. But it's nice. It's beautiful. The bathroom. I've got to get into the kitchen was beautiful. Now I got to get into the living room because I'm moving everything out that way towards the living room. And I have things to do in the office where we hold our blog talk sessions. I had a lot to do in the living room, but I'm feeling good about it. So I'm cleaning out my space. This is my transitional period. And I felt good, and I haven't been feeling this well since, like, October when I came back from California. I haven't felt this wonderful as far as cleaning out my space and organizing and getting things situated since October. So that's a long time. So what she is saying is not only is this a time for forgiving, you know, that karmic debt, but there is enough energy in the new platform to accomplish not only that, but many other things. It is important to do something around this solstice time frame. Create a ritual or do a renewal process. Some intention setting and lots of prayer. Now, I said all that I said prior to this statement because when I sage down my environment, when I sage my apartment, and me and the ancestors get down in here, it's got to be pretty clean. And that's what I've been doing. I've been cleaning up my environment, my space, for the coming new year. And I will be saging. So here's my ritual time. You know, I can start saging up my apartment. Now, although this solstice is not necessarily an easy time, it is a powerful time. And if you use it well, it can jumpstart your year in a positive way. Now, that's my intention. So here are some of Lena's suggestions for a ritual to do. Here's a suggestion for a ritual to do around the solstice time. So if you're not used to doing rituals, this is a suggestion that Lena offers you. Make an offering that you can either burn or bury of something written or drawn on a piece of paper folded up. You can add symbolic objects, photos, incense, sage, and decorations. Tie it up or just fold the paper around your offering. Say a prayer where you ask the spirit of the West, and some of you are familiar with Pachamama, to receive that which you are letting go of, leaving behind and completing on this solstice. Breathe all the energy and emotions connected to your release into your offering and then bury it or burn it, releasing it to spirit, your higher power, God, that which you consider and hold true to yourself to be divine. Make sure to include great gratitude for all the lessons, wisdom, and growth you acquired over the past year. Include forgiveness and compassion for yourself and for others. You know, I'm getting a little emotional here because I know quite a few people that would receive a world of good if they were able to do this particular ritual for their life. They're in so much pain today because of things that has happened to them over the past year or the past lifetime. Okay, once you do a ritual like this, it is important to fill the new space with something fresh and new. You may not know what that is yet, But you can symbolize it with flowers, beauty, love, and joy. And for those who do not know exactly what you wish to bring in, write it or draw it and place it on an altar or in a place where you can honor it daily as you move. Note, for those of you on the other side of the equator, within my listening voice, your solstice is a summer one. The same ritual can apply as it is a powerful time to transition from one aspect of your life to another. So, if you want to know more and hear more about Lena's wish for this transition, if you want to read about the ritual suggestion that I have just shared with you from her, you can go to her website, and her website is powerpath.com, and look up Winter Solstice Update. And it's a powerful, powerful thing. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of times, we can have powerful things come our way, but if we don't have faith that they will work, or faith that there is a power greater than ourselves, well then, you know, we become sad and we just think nothing is going to work. And that brings me to Rick Hansen. Rick Hansen talked about faith. He talked about faith in his article, and I love his articles because, I mean, this is a PhD psychologist, and he speaks so spiritual. It's just phenomenal that, you know, how you see the blend of science and spirituality just melding, meshing, and molding together. He talked about his father, who is 96 years old. And I love what he said about his father, because I noticed that as we get older, we tend to move into those types of feelings of faith. I watch my mother, who is in her mid-80s, and how she appears to take life and handle things. And it made me think of her when he was talking about his 96-year-old retired zoologist father and how in his journey from being born on a ranch in North Dakota in 1918 to his serenity with aging today, his is a basic belief. It's a faith. A faith in the underlying orderliness of the universe and the imperfect but still persistent links between sincere efforts and good results. The word faith can mean different things to different people, but it is certainly the opposite of despair and immobilization, and that's what's happening to some of the people during this time as the year comes to a close. They're living in fear, oh, a whole lot of fear, despair, and they just seem in prison. Like, they can't move. They can't, they're immobilized. They're just stuck. Can't get out. Can't get away from themselves. But it's time. As time goes by, if you're listening, maybe a little bit of faith, as Rick Hansen describes it, it may do you a world of good. So why? Why faith? Rick says, try a little experiment. I love this experiment. So try this experiment in your mind or out loud. I think you should write it down myself. Complete this sentence a few times. I have faith in. And write down the things you have faith in. Write them down. If it's only one thing, write that one thing down. Complete the sentence a few times. I'd say write it down. Don't say it just in your mind or out loud. Write it down. Okay, after you have done that, you make another column and you say, I have no faith in. None whatsoever. Write it down. Start writing down what you have no faith in. So, what do faith and no faith feel like? Read the first column and then look at the second column and say to yourself, what do faith and no faith have feel like? In your experience of faith, there's probably a sense of trusting in something which makes sense, since the word comes from the Latin root to trust. Faith can also mean a religion, but Rick Hansen's meaning here is more general. Faith feels good. To have confidence is to have faith. Confide means with faith. Faith comes from direct experience, reason, trusted sources, and sometimes from something that just feels deeply right. And that's all you can say about it. It just feels good, honey. You could have faith in both biological evolution and heaven. Sometimes faith seems obvious, like, let's see, expecting water to yield each time you prepare to dive into it. Other times, faith is more of a conscious choice, an act of faith, such as choosing to believe that a child that you love will be all right as they go off into the night. What do you have faith in out there in the world or inside of yourself? Think about it. For example, he has some of his own examples, but I have some of my examples that I want to share with you too. Having faith in the sun coming up tomorrow. Do you have faith in that? You need to put that down on your list. How about having faith in the kindness of strangers? Yeah, some strangers, you look and you say, oh, my gosh, I never expected that to happen. Oh, they don't even know me, and they were so good to me. They were so nice. Or the deliciousness in, well, he says peaches, but lately I haven't found a peach that they're all sour to me these days. You can find a number of other fruits that are delicious. How about the love of your significant other? How about the love of God or HP, your higher power or spirit? How about these things? And the desire of most people to live in peace and faith in the determination to one day, my faith, because I wrote down what my faith is. My faith is determination to lose 30 pounds in a healthy way. I still have faith. I am determined to go back to 30 pounds less. I mean, 30 pounds lower. I mean, come on. I am determined, even though I don't do all the things that I need to do to get there, I am determined that one day I will, and it will be healthy. It won't be because I got sickly. All right? Rick Hansen says, in your brain, faith broadly defined to include assumptions and expectations is an efficient way to conserve neural resources by not figuring things out each time from scratch. So there are some things that you have faith in because you just don't, you don't want to figure these things out over and over and over again. You know, like, why is so-and-so, you know? how do peaches taste? Well, you know. And you buy enough of them and they are sour, you just don't have, you just don't want to, you have faith that they're going to be in sour. Do you? That's me with the peaches thing. I just don't buy peaches anymore. Unless somebody gives me a peach and I squeeze it, it's nice and soft, then I assume that it's going to be sweet. But without faith in the world and in yourself, life feels shaky and scary. Faith grounds you in what's reliable. Okay? It grounds you in what's supportive. It's the antidote to doubt and fear. It strengthens you and supports you in weathering hard times. It helps you stay on your chosen path. With confidence, they will lead to good places. Faith fuels the hope and optimism that encourage the actions that lead to the results that confirm your faith in a lovely, positive cycle. Faith lifts your eyes to the far horizons, toward what's sacred, even divine. Well, sure. Some skepticism is good, but going overboard with it leads to an endless loop of mistrusting the world and doubting yourself. You need to have faith that you'll make good choices about where you have faith, which means avoiding two pitfalls. Here's Rick Hansen's two pitfalls for the day on faith. The first one, putting too much trust in the wrong places, such as in people who won't come through for you, or in a business or job that's unlikely to turn out well, in dogmas and prejudices, or in a habit of mind that harms you, like guardedness with others that may have worked okay when you were young, but is not like walking around in a suit of armor. Let me say that again. Like a guardedness with others that may have worked okay when you were young, but is now like walking around in a suit of armor that's three sizes too small. Okay? Now let's look at the flip side of this coin. How about putting too little trust in the right places, such as in the willingness of most people to hear what you really have to say, or in the results that will come if you keep plugging away, or in the goodness inside your own heart? You know? You got to have some faith in some things. And then there are things that we need to know better, or we learn not to have so much faith in. So first, make a list of what you do have faith in, both in the world and in yourself. You can do this in your mind on paper, preferably by Duchess, preferably on paper, or by talking with someone. Next, ask yourself where your faith might be misplaced. In dry wells or in dogs that won't hurt. Be sure to consider too much faith in certain aspects of your own mind, such as in beliefs that you are weak or tainted, that others don't care about you, or that someone you're going to get or that somehow you're going to get different results by doing pretty much the same old stuff. You know, that's the real insanity of the world. Doing the same old thing, expecting a different outcome. We can do things over. I remember I used to make all these long-distance phone calls, especially during the time when I was drinking. I would just get all melancholy. I just want to call people, and I'd stay on the phone forever. Now, this was during the time when you had to pay for every minute of your phone call. That's how long ago this has been. And I would get on the phone, and I'd be talking to people, for long hours, blah, 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 so on and so forth, this, hour, 2 hours on the phone. Then I'd get these huge phone bills and be mad at the telephone company. Look at this bill. This bill, well, you know what? You keep doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different outcome. Hello, Duchess. Across the phone bill, now you need to stop talking. That's what you need to do and stop blaming it on the telephone company. Okay? Then you pick an instance of misguided faith, like I did, and consciously step away from it. Reflect on how you came to develop it and what it has cost you. Imagine the benefits of a life without it and develop a different resource to replace it. Repeat these steps for other cases of misplaced faith. So I'm really loving this because it's going to help a lot of persons with their transition into the new year as they walk proudly into the new year and they learn how to bestow blessings of forgiveness and change from this year transitioning into the new year. The second thing that Rick Hansen has to say is make another list. This one, of what you could reasonably have faith in. Reasonably have faith in. How about in the world and in yourself? These are missed opportunities for confidence, such as in people who could be trusted more, including children. In the basic safety of most days for most people, and in your own strengths and virtues. Then pick one and see if you can have more faith in it. Remember the good reasons for relying upon it. Imagine how more trust in it will help you and others. Consciously choose to believe in it. And thirdly, consider some of the good qualities and aspirations in your innermost heart. Give yourself over to them for a moment or longer. What's that like? Try to have more faith in the best paths of yourself. They've always been faithful to you. Yeah, they have. They've always been there. Good, bad, or indifferent. They're there. And we have to remember these are the paths that we've chosen. We may not like the outcomes, but we chose them. And nothing happens by chance. We chose these paths so that we can either learn a lesson or we can grow better. And some of the paths that we choose may be harmful, maybe hateful, maybe hurtful. Excuse me. But if you look at the fact that nothing happens by chance and these are the things that we've chosen to experience, whether you like them or not, you chose them. You chose that person. You chose that experience. You chose them. And it's sad, but somewhere along the line, you saw some telltale signs as to how this thing that you've chosen may turn out. You may have seen how this instance affected someone else. Or if it's an individual, you saw what they did to someone else, but in the back of your mind, you just knew they would never do this to you. And then they do. But we chose it. We chose it. It was our experience that we chose for ourselves to get through, whether we like it or not. But there are other things that you can do. There's a book by Neil Donald Walsh that I love. The title of the book is When Everything Changes, whether it's by death or somebody abandoned you or somebody just up and humiliate. When everything changes, change everything. There is a reason. And the experience was a reason that you may very well have selected yourself, because nothing happens by chance. So with faith, I think Rick and Lena have some good words for us, and I am definitely planning on using some of her solstice ritual tomorrow before I go to work. So that means that I'm going to be doing a little bit more here in my apartment for that particular ritual for the solstice. But, excuse me, even better, that will be the prerequisite for my big energy clearing when I do my environmental cleanse for the new year. And I sit down. So what does Duchess do for her new year? And what is she going to do this year? Well, I was thinking with all this craze about the new Star Wars movie coming out, my grandchildren, who range from the ages of 5 to 10, they don't know what the heck people are talking about. And so what I decided to do is I'm going to have them over for New Year's Eve. Now, my son has to work, and I'm inviting him over for a slumber party, too, for New Year's Eve because he has to work, and he has little people. So there's not much you can do with little people unless you got a babysitter. So I invited them over for a slumber party, and I'm going to have a Star Wars marathon. Now, I already have Star Wars, what, 4 through 6, 4, 5 and 6. I already have those, but they're in VHS, so I just ordered them in DVD form. And then I also ordered 1, 2, and 3. So I'm going to have all 6 Star Wars here, and we're going to have a Star Wars marathon. And because the theaters are open on New Year's Day, who knows, if we're not sick of Star Wars watching the marathon, then we get up on New Year's Day, and there aren't any, a lot of people aren't, they hung over, you know, they hung over. They're not going to the movies on New Year's Day, but the theaters are open. So you go to the theaters and you watch, you watch the brand new Star Wars, and it's all fresh in your mind what the heck they're doing. For my grandchildren, they get a taste of the past history, because everybody's talking about Star Wars and Darth Vader and lightsabers and all this other stuff. And they're like, you know, what the heck is all of this? Grandma's going to help you get a taste of it. And I know my grandson is going to love watching Darth Vader before Anakin. What's his name? Anakin's going to watch him as a little boy. Because he was smooth when he was a little boy. I really liked him as a little boy, and I would love my grandson to see that particular series. So that's what Duchess plans on doing with her new year. I have to work Christmas Eve, and I'm just going to continue cleansing up my environment right on up to the day before New Year's Eve. Then I'm going to do the traditional dinner of my ancestors before the new year comes in. And that would be black eyed peas. They call them Hoppin' Johns. Black eyed peas, some rice, collard greens, or maybe kale greens. I haven't decided just yet. Greens and some cornbread. Now, you know, the Hoppin' Johns or the black eyed peas, that's traditional. That's your pennies. And then you had the collard greens, that's your dollars. That's your money. And then you have your cornbread, nice and pretty and gold. That's your gold bouillon. And so I'm going to have dinner here and make dinner for anybody who wants to pop in. And I probably take a plate over to my neighbor. She's in her 80s, and she doesn't have family here. So that's what you do. That's what you do. You plan the party, but not the outcome. So if no one shows up, well, I'm sure my grandchildren are going to show up because their father, he has to work New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. So I'm sure he's going to show up because he's going to have to drop off some children for their grandmother to babysit. And I'm going to have fun with them. And we're going to probably blow up this big blow-up mattress in the living room so everybody can have someplace nice and comfortable. Or who knows, we have our folding chairs. We're going to have a good time. We're going to eat and bring in the new year together and have a good time. And if no one else shows up, I'm going to have a good time watching these movies by myself. And that's how you do it. That's how you enjoy yourself, bringing in the happiness from within yourself. And you automatically express this to other people. Some people say, well, what did you do for the new year? You say, I enjoyed me for the new year. For a change, I gave myself something, you know, a blessing of spirit. All right, now, for those of you, and we have a little bit of time here, let me get some water, because for those of you not into Star Wars, guess what? I have some movies that you might want to watch, and I'm going to give you most of the list right now. These are movies, some of them are old. I'm talking about movies that came out in 2011, 2009, 2010. These are movies that are have meaning. Hold on, let me get something to drink here so I can go through this list with you, because these movies are good. They're wonderful. Hold on, you just don't know that they are movies that are spiritual in nature and have a lot of lessons to be learned. Hold on. I'm back. I pulled these movies off of Stephen Simons. He had an official website of movies where he told you, he listed these movies because these were movies that let you know the universe is communicating with us. And are we telling ourselves something? Either way, there are mystical messages in movies. And he gave a list of movies that Stephen writes about in his upcoming, now get this, this is what his book was about, The Force Is With You, Mystical Movie Messages That Inspire Our Lives. Okay? Everyone is familiar with The Matrix, but a hidden message in The Matrix. And to follow The Matrix, I would say you should watch all of them, one right behind the other. The message is so much clearer when you're not waiting for the sequel to come out 2 years later. Okay? Now, these are reality and time. Vanilla Sky, there's The Beautiful Mind. Now, in The Beautiful Mind, he's schizophrenic, and he has these conversations with others in his state. And sometimes, well, you go ahead and watch the movie and see what you think after the movie. There's Waking Life. Oh, I love Waking Life. Waking Life is, you know, you don't know if you're dreaming or if you're alive or if this is the dream that we're living in or this is. Well, anyway, if you go to my website, InsideMattersTalk That's InsideMattersTalk.com, and go to the movies. You'll find a list of like maybe hundreds of movies that you never dreamed of with messages. I like the one, The Kid, Frequency, Somewhere in Time, Visionary Adventures. How about 2001's? Then, of course, there's Star Wars. The Never-Ending Story is a visionary adventure. That's one that a lot of people are familiar with. Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, Lost Horizon. Let me see. What else we got here? These are oldies but goodies. Atlantis, Silkwood, Terminator 1 and 2, Armageddon, Deep Impact, Waterworld. Then there's a movie that's really cool, The Postman, Life After Life. That's your Sixth Sense, your Ghost, What Dreams May Come, Heaven Can Wait, Field of Dreams, Afterlife, Jacob's Ladder, Flatliners. Then there are comedies. Let's see. Splash. Why don't we do some of the ones that are more, oh, I love Power of Love, Highlander, Pandora and the Flying Dutchman, Sleepless in Seattle, Family Man, It's a Wonderful Life. And the other ones about angels, All That Jazz, City of Angels. Oh, City of Angels makes you cry. Tube Fair, The Truman Show, fantastic. Enhanced Abilities, Phenomenon, Powder, Stir of Echoes, Resurrection, The Shadow, Altered States. That's something that you really want to see. Altered States, she's getting on a train and somebody snatches her. Nope. That one, Sliding Doors, I'm describing. Altered States is not the one I just started describing. That was Sliding Doors. What else we got out here? Juno was good. Waitress, Rain Over Me, The Great Debaters, Enchanted, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind, Stranger Than Fiction. Of course, you have Avatar, and It's Complicated, Nine, Julia and Julia, that was good. Then there is Crazy Heart, Cold Souls, Invictus, The King's Speech. I loved it. Hereafter, Inception. Yeah, Inception is cool. Watch Inception. It was my granddaughter that told me that when it was raining, that was the man in his dream having to go to the bathroom. So Inception, yeah, I like that movie. Then there's The Social Network, The Company, The Company Men, Secretariat, Joan Rivers, A Piece of Work, Wall Street, Money Never Sleeps, City Island, a cute little movie called Tangled. Let me see, Tree of Life, that's an excellent movie. Life as a House, what is it? It's called Life as a House. That's a good one. Sideways, The Descendants, Hugo, The Artist. So we're coming more up to more modern day, current day. Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close. We Bought a Zoo. I just saw that recently. That would be nice to live something like that. Then there's Win-Win, Midnight in Paris, Everything Must Go. Then there's The Dolphin Tale. What is the name of that movie about the little girl? Oh, my gosh. Which just made me, I can't think of that movie. Oh, watch Soylent Green. Very interesting movie. Okay. Argo, Hope Springs, Silver Linings Playbook, Hitchcock, Best Exotic Marigold Hotel, The Impossible. Then there's, Watch Flight. If you want to see something good, watch Flight. Okay, and of course there's The Hunger Games, and there's Insurgent, or Divergent and Insurgent. Watch them both. Because if they're both out now, it would behoove you to watch both of them at the, piggyback. Piggyback your movies if you can. If there was more than one in the series, piggyback on them. That's a beautiful way to get the full meaning and the true meaning of what's going on. And I guess that's it. There's one more movie that I really, really enjoyed, but I can't find it. And I think you would enjoy it, too. I think you would enjoy it, but I can't find it. I let my granddaughter and I watched it the other day, and I can't remember. It'll probably come to me when time is up. But that's okay. If I remember it, I'll tell you when I come back. But guess what? Woo! I won't be back until next year. Next year. That's a ways, isn't it? The second. That's cool. The day after the new year walks in on top of us. But in the meantime, know that Duchess is here. I'm having a good time. I'm enjoying coming and visiting with you twice a month. That's not every other, but twice a month on the first and the third Sunday of the month. And it brings smiles to my face when I see the board all lit up and how many people have called in and how many people are listening. And I go to my Facebook, Inside Matters has a Facebook page, which you would really enjoy, and I get messages on the Facebook page. Right now on the website, Inside Matters Talk, we have a website, and I have about 11 comments that I have to address, and I will look at those before I go to bed tonight. And, I know I'm going to watch The Wiz with Diana Ross. It comes on, Diana Ross and Michael Jackson. It just dawned on me. I just looked at the time. That comes on at 7 o'clock tonight. And that's how I'm going to spend my evening. I'm going to watch The Wiz and bring back some old memories and sit here and sing every single song in that musical because I know it by heart. Just like I knew every single song and still know every single song in West Side Story. So I'm going to sit down and enjoy myself, find myself a good meal, and just have faith that my higher power is blessing me and blessing you, and nothing is as it seems, and everything is getting better. And remember that when you have a wound that's healing, all the ugly, messy gunk pushes up to the surface as it's healing from below. It pushes it up. So all the nasties in the world that you're seeing right now, this is what has to happen in order for the healing process to begin. And with that, I have to say that it's time for me to say goodnight. Thank you for being here. Now, we're on demand within seconds after the show is over. You can go to our website, Blog Talk Radio, Inside Matters Talk, and we're on demand. And we have about 50-some-odd shows ready for anybody to hear, our past shows, always on demand. So, with that, I'm going to say goodnight, and I've had a grand time with you all. This has been really beautiful. Stay blessed. Love you good, and see you on the 7th. 2nd of January. And with that, I pray you have a wonderful holiday season and take some of the suggestions that we mentioned tonight in the show to make sure that whether these are holidays for you, holy days for you, or you just standing around hollering because you'll be glad when all of this is over. There's a lot in tonight's show that can help you with the process. And with that, this is Duchess, and I'm saying have a blessed year and have a good night. Thank you for being here. Love you all. Bye-bye. Thank you.